Chetan, the IPL's well underway. We've had our first weekend. Plenty of exciting action, lots of last-over finishes, some low-scoring games. We've even had a super over as well. I would sort of sum up maybe it's been a wacky sort of first week, or sort of week, maybe weeks worth of matches, if you sort of have sort of six or seven games now. How would you sum it all up?
Well, I would say that's been a frantic start to the IPL season, and if you compare to the last couple of years, it's a bit different this time around because we've had such a great start. I mean, an exciting start. All T20 fans should be happy the way the Indian Premier League's sixth season has started. I mean, if you compare with the last couple of seasons, it just starts and gathers momentum during the middle, and again it falls off and again goes up on a high. So it has a high low thing going on the last couple of seasons. But generally not starting on a high, generally starts on a whimpering note. Last year we saw, all the teams were bunched very close together towards, till the last couple of weeks in the end, and then suddenly things started falling apart for certain teams. So, again, it's a bit of a crest and trough situation. Obviously, we'll have a bit of a trough period here in this season as well when teams just start, when things just start falling apart for some teams, it'll become a little smooth. But having said that, that's still in the future. At the moment, at the present, I mean, we've just had seven matches so far in the last four or five days, and I would say all of them have been a bit of a treat. Maybe a couple here and there have been one-sided. For example, the first game when Kolkata Knight Riders were really won the match very convincingly, or maybe Kings XI Punjab who won convincingly again. But apart from that, I think the rest of the five matches have been real nail biters, and as I said, all T20 fans should be very happy.
And, well, the upshot is that the Sunrisers Hyderabad are leading the way, and that's certainly not something that either of us expected to happen. They've performed very well.
Well, yes, I think if you recall our previews for all the teams, I mean, if you look at the table top was Sunrisers Hyderabad. We had discussed that they will be, the target for them should be, doing better than last season, because they don't really have a team that could kick on from last season. They don't really gain anything from last season. They have a new management, new philosophy coming in, but with almost the same players. We've seen the core of their squad remains the same as was with Deccan Chargers. But it's been surprising. I mean, they have really kicked on. They have they've had two matches. They've surprised, I would say, many people. I mean, Pune Warriors, we had spoken about Pune Warriors as well, and we had talked about how they also should do better than last year. That should be their minimum target. But given that they were a pretty young side, we expected them to do much better. They haven't done that better. And the Sunrisers Hyderabad, their players have performed as a unit, despite the fact that none of them have fired individually in a big way, because they have been narrow wins, both of them. They've been defending 120 and 130 on odd. So in that particular sense, I think as a unit, they have come across together. And you can see, I think, perhaps that comes across from the new management that has come in with Tom Moody as coach. I think that is perhaps the effect that's coming from the new management coming in, new coaching philosophy, where everyone is chipping in. And if they can get, a couple of players to perform, consistently, Chikhar Dhawan coming in, slotting in the opener's position and doing individually well, have a couple more players doing individually very well, I think Sunrisers Hyderabad could really kick on. But they've made a good start, surprisingly good start.